This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied what Paul said in Romans 12, 6 through 8 about spiritual gifts and how to exercise them. Let me share an interesting commentary on the gift of showing mercy. Paul says to exercise this gift cheerfully. In Dr. Wiest's book on Romans, he writes, "Cheerfulness is hilaritas, readiness of mind." Our word hilarity comes from this Greek word. Vincent defines the joyfulness, the amiable grace, the affability going the length of gaiety, which make the visitor a sunbeam penetrating into the sick chamber and to the heart of the afflicted. This quality of cheerfulness would be good in exercising all spiritual gifts. In fact, we're told to give cheerfully in 2 Corinthians 9:7. We're encouraged in Psalm 100 in the King James Version to serve the Lord with gladness. In Nehemiah 8, the people were encouraged to go and enjoy choice food and sweet drink, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. There is a time for seriousness. There is a time when issues need to be confronted. We must sacrifice at times, but a cheerful heart goes a long way in helping others face the challenges of life more optimistically. Listen to Proverbs 15:15. The cheerful heart has a continual feast. And verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. I'll never forget a message by Dr. Alan Redpath at Moody Church in which he talked about taking up a hilarious offering. It seemed somewhat incongruous at the time, but I now understand better what he was saying. Cheerfulness is a powerful Christian witness.